items we pulled first?
We could do those.
Or should we move right to the tree code stuff first?
Should we do tree code while we've got people here?
335? 335?
No.
Let's
do 328 since we got tree here.
But apparently there's some folks that have to leave on 335, so you want to do that first?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did 322, Council. We just did it.
Let's do 335. Sounds like there's an urgent need on that one. Then we'll move to the...
You want to do 323?
335, please.
335, change the application requirements and definition of low income within the property tax exemption for low-income housing held by charitable nonprofit organizations program.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. The Portland Housing Bureau administers the nonprofit limited tax exemption program, which assists eligible nonprofit organizations in providing affordable rental housing to low-income tenants. And their tenants' eligibility is annually confirmed. And last year, a number of community organizations, including Portland Community Reinvestment Initiatives, and Maxine Fitzpatrick may show up any minute, but to speak on behalf of this, but they lobbied the legislature to adjust the 60% median family income to allow people, tenants who are already living in a development, to make more money and not have to move out. So the legislation increased the amount of median family income to 80%. And as I said, this became state law, and this code now we're asking you to approve today simply conforms with the new Oregon revised statute. Dory Von Bockel is here to answer any questions, or I don't know if you wanted to add anything, Dory, if I left anything out. As I said, Maxine, who's one of the leading advocates, may show up any second.
I was just going to mention that there are over 40 nonprofit organizations providing around 14,000 units that benefit from this program annually. So
this doesn't change the entry threshold. You still have to be at 60%, but if you improve your circumstances, which is one of the ideas of making sure housing is affordable so people can focus on work and make a little more money, you don't have to move out.
Exactly right.
Hopefully, you know, allowing for the stability of being in housing to occur. And that once a family is reaching that 80% of median family income level, there are easier access at that point then to either enter home ownership or have be able to find housing, hopefully, without the resources of the nonprofit agency.
Dory, does the matter before us simply adopt what state law requires, or are we exercising any discretion in how we're drafting our rules?
We did actually just adopt directly the wording that was changed through the statute.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Other questions? Thank you very much. Sure. We have some panel members that you're going to...
No, Maxine Fitzpatrick was the only invited person, and I think she's having a busy day.
All right. So this is fine. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, it is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
All right, good work. Thank you.